Praise God, good morning, and I want to say welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hey, I want to just say good morning to all of our Kenton Only Believe Church family. God bless you. Good morning to you. I tell you what, we do miss you, and there's no doubt about it, but I am glad and thankful that with today's technologies and things, we can still connect and be together. Now, what's powerful this morning is that we get the opportunity to worship in our homes and to really be intimate with God. So I tell you what, instead of just watching this morning, I pray that you would worship right along with us. Remember to sing, get up, walk around, even in that living room or whatever you're doing, and just worship with us and participate, because God is with us. I also want you to know, take time to share this morning. If you are on Facebook, make sure that you're sharing this with everybody. This is a good way to reach towards those who aren't even a part of church today, or that might not believe, or that are backslidden or unsaved. This is a great way for you to reach out towards friends and family and share your church experience with them this morning. And this morning, we're going to step right into worship, because we want you to worship with us, and we are having church just like we would any other Sunday. Amen. And the Lord is good. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Thank you for being with us this morning. Hallelujah.
Choice, shouting my praises, you praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Sing holy. This morning, Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. This morning I want to challenge you guys to raise your hands. We're going to worship God no matter the place. It may feel weird right now, but we're going to praise God anyway. Come on, let's sing Jesus this morning. Jesus, the name above every other name. Lord, we worship you. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you, Lord. We live for you. Cause holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up. To those around. When two or more are gathered, that you would be in their midst, Lord God. God, and we worship you, God. God, from our living rooms, from our kitchens this morning, from our houses, God, we worship your name. We lift your name on high. We will not be silent this morning. We're going to worship you, Lord. We're going to magnify your name this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sing holy. Your voice this morning, all around wherever you are this morning. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to the sing one more time. I will build my life, and I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will
Lord. Lord, we thank you that our trust is in you, that our trust is in you. And Lord God, we will not be shaken because our foundation has been built on you. And Lord, this morning, we just want to enter in. We just want to enter in, everybody, where you're at. Just start singing your praises to the Lord. Just start giving him your heart. Listen, there's so much to be thankful about. We are not led by fear, but we are led by faith. We are here because we are honoring those that are in authorities over us. But we are with you all. We would rather you be here. So we're going to lift up our voices, continuing in one accord, so that our voices join together. Amen? And go up to the heavens before us, Lord God. And let it be a sweet-smelling aroma that comes before you. Lord God, we want you and nothing else. Amen. We want you. We want you. Lord, we want you and nothing else. Hallelujah.
Never want to I open up my heart.
up in your presence, and I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings.
I was reading yesterday.
Praise the name of the Lord.
I think it was in Songs of Solomon, and it talked about that he has a banner over me, and it's love. Like if we think about, the Lord says he sings over us.
Yes.
He sings over us. Listen, his songs aren't our songs. The songs that he sings over us are not the songs that we sing. There's some songs that we sing that, Lord, I'm broken, I need you.
Amen.
I know my body is broken, that stuff. You know, we sing that stuff, but God doesn't sing that stuff over us.
Amen.
Amen. God sings peace and joy and love, and he sings over you who you are, and he sings the things of his word.
Amen.
Over.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. He sings strength and boldness and protection.
Yes.
And healing, and he sings all of these things. Amen. Over us.
Yes. Amen.
God, a God that loves us so much. He doesn't leave any of our life, any of it, where he hasn't met a way for us.
Amen.
Not
praise
one of it.
God.
And this is no different. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This
Amen.
Is a season that we're in.
Yes.
And we're going to show the world.
Amen. Amen.
That the church, like, oh, yes, we want to meet together.
Yes. Amen.
We miss you guys so much today. All
yes.
the way here.
Amen.
And as we got
yes.
here and we saw Linda and Jared first, and we said, this is just not right. Like, we miss you.
Amen.
We miss you. We love you. We can't wait until we get that moment that we get to come back together again and hug and love on you and just fellowship with you. We're going to have to do a dinner. I know.
Amen.
That's right up your
praise
alley or
God.
Something.
Hallelujah.
This
yeah.
It's going to be too long without going and seeing some family. Amen.
Amen.
But we're thankful that we get to do this this morning.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We're thankful that God's given us an avenue.
Yes. Amen.
In this time, because his word says, speak the word only.
Yep.
You know, there were times in the Bible that the centurion came to him and said, I'm a man that has many things servants under me. Just speak the word only.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
And God, Jesus.
And Jesus sent his word.
Yes.
And when the centurion even got back to where he was, healing had taken place.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So whatever you need today,
yep.
Whatever prayer request that you have, listen, we're going to monitor that. We're going to be praying for that. We'll give them to Pastor afterwards so that he can pray here with you watching and agreeing with us for your family of faith. We're going to show him those. If you've got praise reports, listen, this is no different. We just aren't face to face, but you can type in.
Yep.
Type in. Your praise reports, your prayer requests. Amen.
Amen.
Just communicate back and forth with us, and we will make sure that we are just touching base with you. And you know, we've said this, and we hope that you understand this. But if anybody needs anything that is of this family of faith, reach out to us. You can call the church number; it comes directly to my cell phone. Call the church number or reach out to Pastor Phil. And we will make sure you don't go without anything. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is your source.
Amen.
Praise Amen. God. And Hallelujah. We get to be hands and feet that help that. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Whew. Without y'all here, it's weird to stop and just go sit down.
Hey, stay here for just a minute because I'm going to have Philip and Pastor Jared come up. And I think they're going to have just a word or so for the children and the teens.
Amen. Well, good morning,
good
all
morning.
Of our families, and hopefully we are gathering as a family with all of our children and young people, because, man, this is such an incredible time to come together in unity as individual families and as a church family. So I'm excited that we get to come to you live this morning, and with that, another exciting announcement that we have is that we're going to be able to post some videos of teaching for your children. Okay, your children's church staff is praying for you guys. They've already sent recommendations, you know, of what we can talk about and what's on their hearts to make sure your kids get invested into. And so we're going to invest through Facebook videos. So please be checking for that and join with your kids' parents and just make that a family time as well, just to invest in your kids. You know, the Lord really put it on my heart that this is a time when we're reminded as parents, myself included, that we are the primary influencers of our children's lives. Mm-hmm. We get to be on the front lines, impacting our kids every day from morning till night. So please, I just want to encourage you to take the time. You know, in the Old Testament, it was charged to the parents to share what the Lord had done, to speak the truth about what God has done, and to continue to pass those things along. And it is our responsibility now, even more so than ever before, to speak into our kids, to minister the word to them. And so what we're going to do is just help give you some tools, help give you some opportunities to teach on those things, to watch those things together, and then continue throughout the week to invest in your kids. So let us be encouraged, reminded that we get the opportunity to be used by God to speak the word, to encourage our kids, to show them what it means to live by faith through a challenging and trying time, and to trust God. And we get to be the example of that. So we just want to encourage you that your kids are loved, they're prayed for, they're being thought about, and that we're going to have some videos and some teachings coming out just kind of in line with our services after they're done. So we just want to encourage you to check those out. And with that, we're going to introduce our...
And with all that being said, we're also going to, I guess, jumpstart on having services for teens. Kind of in a way, we're going to do similar to what Pastor Jared just said. We're going to have some videos, which is going to be new for me and interesting. So we're going to be honest. It might be rough the first couple times because I'm not used to it. But we'll get through it, and we'll get to it, and it'll be good. But I just really wanted to challenge any teens that may be watching from Kenton this morning just to stay consistent, just to open up the Word and study. You have questions, like Pastor Jared said, your parents are there. Ask them. They'll help you. And I'm here, and Pastor's here, and everybody here in Kenton that you may need to reach out to, we're all here for you. We all have your best interest. We all want to see you succeed. We all want to see you grow in God and be the man and or woman that you're meant to be in Christ. So that's just what I have to say.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you guys. Thank you. Thank
you. We have a praise report already.
Amen.
That I want before you get preaching that we have a couple in here that's been believing for their son. Oh, sorry. It's new for all of us. But believing for their son, they say he's starting to get back into the word. He's starting to get back in.
Amen.
He's starting to turn his life back around. And we're going to believe that is a completed turnaround.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I do want to tell you this, that I believe that this is a time where we are really going to see things happen for families. At the end of service, the few of us here are going to join you in communion. So at the end of this service, we are going to take a few minutes to have communion with you. But I just really believe that this is going to be a time for family unity, for family love, for growth. And I tell you what, this is an opportunity for us to set those atmospheres of worship in our homes. You know, I hope that this stirs you up and helps you. And I tell you what, though, we cannot wait till we get to come back together again. And we will get to come back together soon. And I want to remind you that we are going to get to come back together soon. And one of these days soon, more sooner than later, we're going to be even meeting in our new church facility. So things are going well there, painting, tiling, lights are being hung. So things are happening in our new location. And so I just want you to be encouraged this morning. I also want to remind you that you can give online. So when you go right on the Only Believe Kenton page there, obmcckenton.org, and it'll show you right there how you can do your tithing and giving and offering right there online. So I want to just encourage you to do that. And again, I want to encourage you to keep sharing these services with other people. Hey, you may want to invite someone. Maybe you can invite someone who doesn't typically go to church. Maybe they'll come to your house and join in with you and participate in church within your home with you. So this will be a good opportunity for us to see how the Lord can grow us. And so that's just going to be a good, good time together. Now, I am going to get to preaching the gospel to you today. And the word I'm going to preach to you is called Complete and Safe in Him. Let's say that together. Complete and safe in Him. Amen. And so I want to just share with you, and I'm going to start in the book of Philippians chapter 3. And I'm going to just talk for a few moments, and we're going to go to a very familiar scripture, but we're going to look at something within this familiar scripture that we probably don't always look at. And I just want to grab a hold of this for a minute to get us started, because I think it's very important. And it says right here in Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 13. It says, "Brother, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." And I think we're very familiar with that, how Paul said, "I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." And we know that this is something that's very important in our Christian walk, is that we do have to forget those things that are behind. We have to let go of our past. And to be honest with you, sometimes even the good things, we have to kind of let those things go so that we can press into new things. But I really want to read this to you. "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Let us be reminded today that the most important thing you have in your life is the calling into the family of God. And I tell you what, above all things that we want to do, and let's do all things well. Let's work hard. Let's be good examples. Let's be good Americans. Let's be good citizens. Let's do all of that. But above all things, let's make sure that our most important thing is who we are as Christians, who we are in the kingdom of God, in the calling of God to cause us to be Christians and to also work to bring other people to the gospel. That's our high calling, and we want to press into that. And so we want to press into that, because at the end of this journey, let's not forget the most important thing we're going to have in life is the prize of going to heaven. Amen. I want you to know something, that I want us all to run this race well. And the way that you accomplish this race and the way you run this race well is as that when we finish our course here on this earth, without doubt, we are going right into heaven, and there's a crown and a place of blessing left for us. I want to remind us, and sometimes I don't think we share and remember this stuff enough, and I want to remind you that the Lord said that when he left us, he was going up to heaven to create a place for us. There are mansions and there are places of blessing in heaven that are meant for us. So when we press towards God, let's not forget that our ultimate high call and the place that we want to go above anything is into our salvation and into the fulfillment of reaching heaven. Amen? And here is what I really want to get to, and here's what I want to concentrate on just for a few minutes. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be this minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. But let us therefore, as many as be perfect. What? There's nobody perfect but Jesus. Amen? And I want you to see something here, that when we see this word perfect, it's not talking about you being the perfect person that does everything absolutely perfect. That's not what it means. When you study this out in the Hebrew and Greek, it really means the word complete. Coming into, like the Bible says, that we can come into the full stature of completion in Christ. And what this really means is that as many of us that are made perfect, I want you to know what that means. That means that for all human beings, you cannot be perfect or complete or made whole until you have the salvation experience. Amen. Until Jesus Christ and Lord and Savior of our lives, we have no potential in this life to be complete. I tell you what, we will be restless our whole lives. I tell you what, we will be in fear our whole lives. We'll live with disappointment. We'll live with lack. We won't measure up. We'll live in addictions. We'll live in condemnation. We will devalue ourselves and even wonder if we have self-worth. If we're not saved, we can never come into the completion that Paul is talking about here. When he's talking about being perfect, he's not saying perfect as in I look perfect every day and I do everything right every day and at every moment in my life I'm perfect. That's not what Paul is talking about. He's talking about being complete, being a complete person and discovering who you are in Christ. See, the only real peace is when we have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The only way that we ever come into that peace that is beyond understanding is when we have a relationship through salvation. When we become the children of God, when we are saved and we know that Jesus Christ is Lord and we know that our Father in heaven is God of our life, when we know that, that's the only time that we are going to be perfect or complete. And based upon that is when life can really change for every one of us. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I tell you what, you got to be careful, because we can think of the natural aspects of being fearfully and wonderfully made, and that is that we do have brain power and we can be creative and we don't live like other animals because we are constantly creating and growing. I look over generations. You know, we were watching in this time of what's it called? Quarantining or self-distancing and all that. We were social distancing, right. We were watching an old Western, and I was watching these people ride these horses, buddy, and they were riding these horses with great skill, and I said, I got to remember that at one time, this was the main way of travel, and even in the U.S., our main way of travel years ago was horses, buddy, and we were good at riding them horses. I don't know if I could even stay on a horse today, but what I was thinking about is how over time we are creative. You cannot stop humanity. It's what makes us different from the apes and lions and all these other creatures on the face of this earth, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made because we have a creative mind and we have ingenuity and we have all of these things that are above and beyond. We have feelings, we have imagination, and we can have all these things where other animals are just instinctive. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. But I think, and I want you to think about this, the most wonderfully and fearfully made part of you is that you are a residing place for God. You are the only part of creation that has a right to say, my body is a temple for God himself to reside in. There's not anything ever created that has the right to say that. In Psalms chapter 8, even the angels are in awe and say, God, who is man that you would trust him with the very works of your hand? See, I want you to see something today, that you are made perfect in salvation. You are made complete when you give your life to the Lord. And once we are complete in God, then we are safe in God. I want you to know something, that once we come into salvation, we can be relaxed, we can have joy, we can have peace, because we have a guarantee that the Lord will never leave us by ourselves. I want you to know something, that every one of you that are saved today and every one of you that have found the way of being perfect or complete and how Paul is addressing it here, every one of you can now have a confidence not only in who you are, but a confidence in your future, a confidence in the goodness of God, that you are going to be safe, you are going to be complete, you are going to be provided for, that you are enough even right now. You are enough. And I'm just telling you this morning that the Lord our God is with each and every one of us. And I tell you what, your family is safe, you are safe, and your future is secure. I want you to know something, even if you have people that you are believing God for that are not saved this morning, I tell you what, if you have backslidden children or you have unsaved siblings or you have parents, even parents that are still lost and don't know God, I want you to get excited right now, because you made that decision to be saved, you are now in partnership with the God of gods, the Lord of Lords, the one who has it all in his hand, and he's with you right now, bringing salvation and blessing and destiny to your future. Amen? Amen. Woo, I tell you what, our God is a great God. I just want to remind you, to each and every one of us, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, that we are going to press towards the high calling of God, that we are going to make him and keep him as a priority, that we are not perfect as perfect would be in terms of trying to be perfect in everything we do. We know that there's only one who is absolutely perfect, and that was Jesus. But what it's speaking to is that when we come into completion of salvation, we are made perfect. Our sins are wiped as white as snow, and I tell you what, that we have come into a place of completion whereby now we can pursue the true destiny that God has for us. Amen? Amen. I just want to go to a very popular and familiar scripture right now. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, and I just want to read Psalms 23 this morning. And I just really want to read it because I want it to be a guideline for our life. I want us to see some things in Psalms 23 that are for us. First of all, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you really rely on the Lord to be the shepherd of your life? Do you really allow him to lead you, guide you? Do you really submit to his authority? Do you let him pull you back when you need pulled back? Do you let him lead you and guide you? Can he take his staff and touch on you and give you a little bit of direction and clarity? Are you one who is letting the Lord lead you and guide you every step of your day? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, a part of shall not wanting and a part of having your needs met, and not just your needs met, but even having an abundance beyond your needs being met, is are you allowing the Lord to be your shepherd? Are you really listening to his voice? Are you really hearing him? Have you come into that completion where you do not try to take the rule of your life anymore, but you, out of your confidence in who he is, allows him to be the Lord over your life? It says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. I want you to know something, that your Lord and our God is a restorer of our soul. Amen? I tell you what, that even when the world challenges you and fears come up or frustrations come up, sometimes when there's difficulty in relationships, you can have a lot of stuff going on that seems to pull at your soul and drain you, but the Lord is the restorer of our soul. I want you to know something. Our Lord is the Lord that will fill us up. Amen? He's the God that's with us all the time. It says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I want to ask you this morning, is the Lord allowed to lead you in the paths of righteousness? Are we the people who will actually submit ourselves to doing things the right way that God would have us do them? See, this is one of the critical things that we must do. The Bible says that if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. Amen? The Bible says that if we love the Lord, then the things that he puts in his word for us to do become things that we love to participate in. And when we love to do things God's way, I tell you what, that's how he leads us and guides us. That's a part of how he can keep us safe. Amen? Because that is what he loves to do. I want you to know that this scripture right here says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. First of all, I want you to know something. That when we have difficult times, even what's difficult for the world right now, all these things going around that could cause us to be in fear and cause us to be in stress, for you as a believer, someone who is now complete in the Lord and the Lord is your shepherd, for you, I want you to know something, that there should be a peace in your heart, even in difficult times. Even when there is darkness going along, even what's being said around the world right now, even though it is real and there are scary things out there, for you, the believer, one thing you can rest in is the fact that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want you to know something. We have forgotten that the Lord is our protector. Uh-oh. Don't ever forget that God is with you all the time. See, I don't ever want us to forget that even right now, God is with us. And I want you to know something, that you are never by yourself. Now that you are saved, remember that the Lord resides right here in you. There have been times where even if you've been in accidents, you've been protected because God is with you. I want you to know something, that when difficulty has come your way, if you would really think about it, God has been there to bring you through, sometimes even when you didn't think you were going to get through. Sometimes when the journey's been a little longer than you thought it would take. Sometimes when difficulty in a situation has hung on longer than you thought. If you would really look at it, you would see that, yea, though you are walking through it, the Lord was there leading you and guiding you, protecting you and keeping you. And this is one thing that we have. When we come into our completion of salvation, we never have to worry about being safe or being protected or coming through difficulty, because God is going to help us come through it. And it says there, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My goodness, do you know that when you are with the Lord, that even your enemies are going to fall short of being able to do anything that they want to do against you. I tell you what, it's a powerful thing to know that our Lord will prepare us a table in the midst of our enemies, and we can sit down and relax and rest with all kinds of turmoil going on around us. In fact, if we really allow him to, sometimes, Christians, we forget that God loves to fight our battles. We forget that God does fight our battles. And I tell you what, right now, above all times, I'm glad that we are a nation and that we are people that will look to God in prayer. You know, I still believe that since the president called that day of prayer for us, that even this virus that's going around is already falling at the feet of this nation. Amen. And when God's people keeps it a priority to keep prayer out in front of them, it is going to happen. And I want you to know, on your day-to-day issues and on the things concerning your life, remember right now that the Lord is preparing you a table, even in the midst of enemies, even in the midst of difficulties. God is right with you, and he's making a way for you. Amen? Well, I tell you what, right now, woo! I just want to rejoice a little bit because God is good. Amen? I tell you what, I'm getting fired up. Praise God. I tell you what, I want to dance a little bit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I want you to remind yourself of this right here. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. See, when we come into our salvation, don't ever forget that now goodness and mercy is a part of your life. This is a benefit of being saved. One of the things that happens because you are saved and because you have given your life to the Lord, goodness and mercy is a part of who you are. Remember, only good and perfect things cometh down from the Lord. Only good and perfect thing cometh down from the Lord. And I want you to know something, that right now, goodness and mercy is going to follow you, Christian, for all the rest of your days. And don't ever let go of that. I want you to know that in the middle of difficult situations, even though sometimes difficulty is going to come, do not get discouraged. Do not get depressed. Do not get down and out. Remember to get patient and be like James. He says, count it all joy. Count it all joy when trouble comes your way. Because what's going to happen is goodness and mercy is going to be your outcome. Goodness and mercy and the grace of God and good things are going to come out of your life, even in difficult situations. And it says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. That is the most important thing that I want you to know that you got to remember to hold on to. Sometimes I believe, and don't get me wrong, I love all the preaching we're doing today, and I love the blessing and the prosperity and the goodness that have come upon the house of God. But one thing I think that we got to remind ourselves of is that we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know that you have a reward waiting for you at the end of this thing called life? I want to remind you that we're just getting started in this thing called life, because ultimately, one day, we're going to go to that place up yonder, amen? And we are going to dwell in the house of God forever. Now, first of all, I thank God that we get to dwell in the house of God now. Even that we're doing right now, we get to worship God. We get to feel his presence. We get to come together. We get to rejoice in him. We get to have a family of faith and a family of support that stays with us, even though we're right here on this earth. But I also want you to know that one day we're going to step into the fullness of the goodness of what salvation is really for. That death and darkness will have no power over us. That death doesn't even have a sting, because we know that as soon as we cross over from this life to that, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? I want you to know something, that in a millisecond of time, we're going to be in the presence of the goodness of God, where there is no darkness, there is no doubt, there is no sickness, there is no lack, there is no disease. There's nothing that could ever touch us, and the goodness of God is always with us. Amen? You know, I want to just share with you one more example this morning. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. I know it's somewhere here. Hallelujah. I want to share with you one more example of how much God is going to be with us and comfort us. And I'm going to go to the book of Daniel. And in Daniel chapter 3, we're going to look at three young men called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I want you to know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were three young Israelite boys that loved God, and they were actually bought in to the king's home and castle and all of this at a time where they were being tested to prove out the young men in the kingdom at the time. Amen? And one thing that happened with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is that it was proven along with Daniel that according to Daniel 1:20, that when they were measured against everybody else in the kingdom, they were found to be 10 times more powerful in character and nature because of their relationship with God. See, sometimes I don't believe that we as Christians really tap into the true power and goodness that's in our relationship with the Lord. See, I think that sometimes we forget that because we are complete in Him, we should reign in this life. I think that sometimes we forget that we are called kings and priests on this earth. I tell you what, we might not have a king and a priesthood in the natural sense of things, but in the supernatural realm of God, we are kings and priests. And if we would pray and live out our faith, I tell you what, our overcoming power with God is not matchable by anything else on the face of this earth. Amen? And what we find out with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is because of their faith, there was a time where people around the king made it so that they were only supposed to worship the graven engine and the graven images and the idols of the king. And Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, their Lord and their God is the same Lord and God that we have. Amen? And so no way, shape, or form could they do that. So I just want to read to you that these young men were taken in before the king and they are being held accountable for serving God. And I just want to share with you what their communication was with the king. And then I'm going to talk to us about our communication and what should be our communication in the world in which we live in today. Amen? Because it says right here in Daniel chapter 3, and verse 15, it says, "Now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was and want to be heated. So they heated up this furnace, and they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace, and I want you to hear what happened. That once they were in the fire, and they had them all in there, that in verse 24, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." I want you to see something here. That here we see that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, after they found salvation and after they were complete in their love of God and was standing for him, that even when the world was against them, it had no effect on them. And I want you to see that this king threw these young men into a fire, and what they found out was that even though they could only see three young men going into the fire, that Jesus was with them the whole time. And it's powerful, because I don't ever want you as a Christian to forget that even when you are in your fire, even when you are having a hard time at work, or when you are being ridiculed because of your faith, and maybe some of your family members or friends don't agree with you, or they're hard on you, or maybe you are under persecution because you are a Christian, I want you to know something. Don't ever be fearful of the fires it starts. Don't ever be fearful of the persecution you come under because of your faith. Because even if you can't see it, the Lord is right there with you in the middle of what you're going through. Amen. See, I think sometimes these narratives in the Bible, and this is not just a story, this is a true historical documentation of real people that lived and had a real experience. I want you to know something, that these supernatural moments are good for us to see and know, because sometimes as Christians, we would like to see the other side of our story written. And I tell you what, that if you could see the other side of your story, it's that the Lord is with you in the middle of the battle. Right now, everything that we are going through, the Lord is with us. Right now in America, the Lord is with the church. Amen? Right now, he's protecting us and keeping us. And I believe that we're going to find that God is with us just like he was in this fire right here. Now, I want you to know something. It is powerful. Because he answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and the captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Woo! You know, believers, I hope this challenges us today to not settle for what we settle for today. I hope this challenges us to know that even when we're going through the fire and even when we're going through difficulty, we need to believe that the Lord is going to bring us through without being singed, without being touched, and that the sign of the battles we went through are not even going to be able to be seen on us. You know, I want you to know that you carry that nature already. Because for many of you, if you were to tell your story, I believe for all of us, if we were really to tell our story of where we started on this journey of faith, people would be amazed at who we are today. Amen? And I tell you what, people have been so healed from their past that you wouldn't know they had a past unless they shared it with you. And I tell you what, there's been times where I've shared my testimony, and I tell you what, people will look at me like I'm crazy because they don't even believe that I could have had the experiences that I've shared. But you know what I've come to realize is that the Lord brought me through those fires, and there's not even the smell of smoke on me. Amen? And I tell you what, believers, we cannot forget that we are complete and safe in him. And I tell you what, that he will bring you through every battle in this thing called life. And you are not going to come out with the smell of smoke on you. Amen. I just want to share one other thing with you this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. And I tell you what, it's one of my favorite scriptures. And I think it's a verification of our completeness. It's in John chapter 10, and it is verse 10. And it says that, first of all, in verse 9, the Lord says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Do you know that if we would just let the Lord bring us into the kingdom of God, we would find everything that we need? He says that the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I want you to know something, that sometimes we get caught up in what Satan can do. We get caught up in the thief, and we get caught up in all that he's doing. And I want you to know that, yes, it's real. Yes, it's real that the devil is going to fight us, and he's going to fight us every day. But what we should emphasize is that the fact that the Lord came to give life, and that you could have life more abundantly. It brings me back to what Paul said. Those who have been made perfect. I want to remind you this morning that when we see this scripture and when it comes to life to us, I hope we're reminded of John 5:24. It says that we pass from death into life when we receive salvation. In other words, as people living this life, if they're not living it as Christians, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the power of God on their life, I want you to know that the world is under a form of darkness and fear that we never have to walk in. You know, I want to remind us Christians that we are living under the blessing and the goodness of God. That not only have we found life, but we do have life more abundantly. The Lord answers our prayers. The Lord keeps us. The Lord blesses us. The Lord continues to be with us all the time. And I want us to know that we do have a uniqueness because of salvation. We are complete and we are safe in him. And I want each and every one of us to make sure that we are pressing into that abundant life. Amen? Yes. I tell you what, especially now, this is a time for us to rejoice. This is a time for us to have joy. This is a time for us to remember that we have a completion in life. Amen? Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare, God, and I thank you, Lord, that we are complete and we are safe in you. Father, I thank you that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego prove to us that when you live for the Lord, hallelujah, when you live for the Lord, you always have an advantage. Amen? Now remember, I said that we're going to take communion, so I'm going to have Jared help me and bring that communion thing over here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get communion. Hallelujah. We're going to give to the few that's with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Rhonda, we see that prayer request. And I tell you what, I believe that just by your statement, Lord, I need you, and that you're not going to handle things on your own any longer, I believe that you are stepping into a great place of relationship with the Lord today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for Rhonda. And Lord, I declare, God, in Jesus' name, Father, that as she has spoken it, as she has said it, it's come upon her. God, let peace and liberty come upon her right now, Father. Let her know beyond a shadow of a doubt that she's not doing anything on her own from this day forward. You'll be with her, God. Transformation has come, and it belongs to her, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you know, I have the things for communion here, and I tell you what, that in the next couple weeks, I'm probably going to do communion again, and I want you to do communion right there at your house. Amen. And just do communion. And I want to remind you that the Bible says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that every time we do communion, when we take this bread It's representative of the body of Christ and the work he did for us. Amen? And I tell you what, that every time we take it, it says for us to take it as a reminder of not only what he's done for us, that he's going to come for us again. And it's also a reminder of why we live for him. This should bring us into a moment where we are consecrating and just believing and remembering. So right now, I just want to take this bread in remembrance of him. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says that when we drink of this cup, this is a reminder of the blood that he shed for us and the life that he's given us. Amen. And I want you to know that when Jesus was having the Last Supper with his disciples, I think that it was a very commemorative moment, and a moment that he wanted to remind them so that they could remember in the future how much he had given for them and how much he loved them and how much he's going to return for us. And so as we drink of this cup, we're going to know that the Lord is with us. Amen? Let's drink. Hallelujah. Father, as we have taken communion, we just praise you today, Lord. Father, we have taken communion to break bread together and to be in remembrance of you. Lord, to lift our lives towards you. Father, to remember why we live as Christians and why we do what we do, and to bring up, God, the remembrance of what you've done for us and your love and your mercy that's upon our lives. And Father, we just thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hold on. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to remind you and thank you for being with us. Amen. And I just want to tell you that we are going to be back with you again on Thursday, and we're just going to join in with you and love God. And I just want you to just keep the Lord out in front of you and remember to reach towards people and love on them. Amen. All right, now we're going to pray for Andy and his family. Praise God. My goodness, he's lost his wife, and we're just going to pray. Father, we just pray for Andy and his family, Father God. Lord, that even right now, God, that grace that's beyond understanding, your mercy, God, somehow you'd come in and you'd minister this family, Father God, and you would help them, Father. And Lord, I pray that ultimately at the end of this loss, that God, it would bring them closer to you, Father. Lord, that you would just rest her soul, Father God, and that they would see her again. God and Father, we just pray blessing over them and ask you to keep them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you again for being with us. My goodness. I want you to know that we do miss you. We believe in you. Remember that you can go and give online. And remember that Thursday night, we'll be back together and we'll be worshiping again. Hey, God bless you. Have a great, great day.